on the 1 yard line with their backs against the wall.
This ain't a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the fuck off of this bus.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. There was a bit of a mix-up. Sorry about that. But here's take two of the Believe in Iowa State podcast with your host Tyler Carr. This is going to be a solo show tonight. Let's just dive into this UCF preview. UCF lost on last Saturday to Cincinnati 19-13. Offense was very, very pedestrian. They struggled throughout the entire game. And one of the things that held them back was red zone turnovers. They got into the red zone a few times, but offensively they were not able to get it going at all. KJ Jefferson, as a result of that, got benched. He is not really a good thrower of the football. So as a result of that, he has been benched and will not be starting indefinitely. Now, to go into more into this preview, UCF has had a lot of attrition to the transfer portal. One of the main guys was former ISU commit Xavier Townsend. He redshirted, so he is going to be going somewhere else next fall. It's sort of falling apart at the seams for UCF. Now, there are a few other things. They have a new QB starting. His name is Ja'Kari Brown. He's a Miami transfer. He is a pretty good thrower of the football, but he just does like to run first. So I look for him to, if there are open lanes to run. UCF is a run first team. They have a dominant run game. When it cannot be stopped, they're unstoppable. I think, last week, ISU in the first half of the game, at least, did struggle when West Virginia got their run game going. But the key, is to force them to throw, Iowa State did last week. Iowa State only gave up 148 yards rushing last week. So I think it will be similar to last week. If we can hold them under 180 yards, I think that bodes well for the Cyclones. But I think UCF, I think, has a much more steady and much better run game, I think, than West Virginia does, especially with R.J. Harvey. R.J. Harvey has had a really, really good year once again. So he could definitely be an issue in this game for the Cyclones. So for me, in order for Iowa State to have a successful game, for this to be a good blackout game, there's four things that I think will be key in order for us to going to 7-0 and really, really enjoying this bye week. One for me is to score first and score fast. Scoring fast has really helped. We got that crucial stop by Jermaine Cooper last week. And what did we do? Two plays into that drive, we scored a 60-yard touchdown right down the same Jalen Null. So we need to score quick, score fast, and also just start off fast. We've only really started off fast in three out of our six games. Luckily, we've been able to get back into these games, into the three of the games that we were trailing in. But I just feel like, you play with fire long enough, you're going to get burned. So I think it's crucial now that we're getting into our tougher part of our schedule that we have to start fast. It is a crucial factor into us having success to win the game. Also, I think another factor that we need to talk about is sheer tackling. Iowa State has been struggling with tackling, especially in the last game too. And luckily, it didn't really bite us. They ended up becoming more sure tackling in the second half of last week's game. But that's going to be really, really big key, is to get these guys down at the first point of contact. One thing I loved about last week was being able to gang tackle, especially when runners squeeze free. And just like we have been doing, we've been playing great, great football. No penalties, no turnovers. Iowa State doesn't give the ball away, and I look for that trend to continue in this game. And really, we've been one of the most least penalized teams in college football. So just continue to win in the margins like we have been. I know Coach Campbell has been preaching that this week, the whole week. The players have that drilled into their minds. So that, and then the last thing for me, I think, is forcing Central Florida to throw the football. We saw what with Garrett Green last week, how with him throwing the football, how ugly that got for West Virginia. We forced him into throwing two interceptions, and I really, really like our chances with Ja'Kari Brown, an inexperienced quarterback, throwing into a top secondary. Like ours. I really, really like our chances. If UCF isn't able to run the football, you're going to have to force them to pass. And I mean, that has boded well for this entire year up to this point. So that's one of the things that I look to see and for us to win the game. So for that, and then just for, you know, just, I have some other thoughts as well. Just going through, you know, this season, I know as Iowa State fans, this is sort of basically uncharted territory. We've never been 6-0 before. You know, we've never been undefeated at this point, at least not in most of our lifetimes. I mean, like we said, the last time we've been 6-0 was 1938. So I think for me, at least in my opinion, is I think be proud and be confident as a fan. Now, obviously, that is easier said than done. I know as Iowa State fans, we're always like, well, when is the other shoe going to drop? Nah, man, don't. We gotta change our thought process as fans. We got to embrace us being good. Like, be confident that we're good. Be confident that we think that we're going to win. It's not a crazy thing to think that you're going to win. So, and also, the best is yet to come. I mean, like you saw, we have a top 10 women's basketball program, a top 5 men's basketball program, football is in the top 10, cross country is in the top 10. Like, the athletic department at Iowa State is at an all-time high right now. So, definitely enjoy this, cherish this, and yeah. So, here are my predictions. Of course, I think that as Iowa State has been the entire year, Iowa State is going to cover the spread. And I believe the spread is 14. And I think they easily cover that. But my score is actually, they are way, way above that. And I think they win. Iowa State wins 34-14. Now, like we always do, we're going to do our Big 12 segment, and I'm going to share my screen. This is what Cody usually does, but obviously I am by myself. So we're going to go through some of the big matchups in conference and in throughout the nation, the whole world of college football. Okay. So we're going to look at the Big 12. All right, so we have BYU. Oh, sorry. That was a mistake. We're not week 9, we're in week 8. So, Here we are. Sorry for that. All right. So Friday night, we have Big 12 After Dark, Provo at night. Man, Oklahoma State, BYU. Line is 9.5. Over under is 52.5. Usually, Coach Gundy, his teams are usually played well after a bye. So I definitely would say for BYU to definitely watch out in this game. But I do think BYU ends up pulling away and winning this one. And then we got a Arizona State Cincinnati. So, I mean, Arizona State's going to be traveling almost three time zones. We got to forget that Cincinnati is in the Eastern time zone. So, I mean, they're going to be basically playing a 9 a.m. game. So let's see how Arizona State responds to that. Cincinnati coming, feeling good, coming off a huge win. They're both 2-1 in the Big 12. So let's see who comes out victorious in that one. I think, despite Arizona State traveling three time zones, I think they win that. Houston and Kansas, man, you see right here that you can get tickets for that. It's the lowest $8. I mean, Kansas is on a downturn, although Kansas is a 5-point favorite right now. But Houston, I think they might have found something in that TCU game with Zion Chris as their quarterback. So this one, I think, is going to be underrated and possibly fun. And, man, you see the over-under for Colorado-Arizona. I mean, Arizona is reeling off of a 22-point loss at BYU. BYU is a machine right now. But I expect a lot of points in this one. The over-under is 58.5 for this one. You know Colorado is going to be able to go score for score. I mean, they were in a shootout last week with Kansas State. So let's see. For me, I definitely would bet the over in that game. That game is going to be crazy, crazy scoring. And then, of course, the classic Butt Bowl. The Butt Bowl, you know, I always will tune in for this one. Butt Bowl always has crazy matchups. So that one, I think Texas Tech will slightly win that. As I said, I gave you my prediction for Iowa State. And, man, this one is going to be interesting. How is West Virginia going to respond after a tough loss to Iowa State at home last week during the Cole Rush game? The line for this is KSU at 3 points. Let's see how West Virginia responds after against K-State. K-State has to continue to win this game to keep pace with the undefeated teams in the Big 12 with Tech, Iowa State, and BYU. And we have Big 12 After Dark on Saturday, TCU and Utah. Let's see, is Isaac Wilson going to step up big for Utah? I mean, this is going to be the question, as now we know that Cam Rising is out for the rest of the year. Let's see if TCU will be able to step up. Also, I just wanted to look across the national landscape. 1 second. All right, so let's look at Friday. We have Oregon and Purdue. Oregon and Purdue, like the line is 27.5. But as you know, there's a reason why Purdue is called the Spoilermakers. I definitely would take Purdue to make this a little bit closer than what the experts think. Also, Fresno State and Nevada could be a very good game. And that's, we're going to have Mountain West After Dark in Reno. Let's look at the Saturday slate. So, really, the first three matchups, we have a pretty competitive 11 o'clock slate. We have Miami versus Louisville. At Louisville, Miami has been skating the past few weeks. They've been escaping and escaping. We'll see if they can keep that up against Louisville. And you see look at the over-under, 61.5. There's going to be a lot of points scored in that game. Who will be able to stop who? Then we have Virginia versus Clemson. Virginia has been very, very good. 4-2, 2-1 overall. Clemson has won 5 in a row ever since getting beat by Georgia handily in week one. Let's see how that goes. And I think possibly game of the day right here. On this is the big noon game. We have Nebraska, the Cornhuskers traveling to Bloomington to go to visit six Indiana. Indiana is 6-0. Just an unreal season for the Hoosiers, and see if they can go to 7-0. Nebraska is going to have something to say about that, though. Let's go down and look at the 2:30 games. Man, we have the third Saturday in October. This game, the last few years, has been very, very competitive. I believe everybody remembers the 2022 game where Tennessee threw the goalpost into the Cumberland River once it was at Rocky Top in 2022. This is going to be a top 11 matchup and possibly a elimination game for playoff seeding. We're going to have to see. And I called this in the reaction show with Cody that I'm putting Notre Dame on upset alert. Georgia Tech has been a very, very solid team, although this game is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which I don't get at all. But that one could look to be a very, very competitive game. We also have Gary and Brad being Champagne for Michigan, Illinois. As you see, this is a very, very low over-under. Michigan is a 3.5-point favorite. I think this is going to be a defensive battle, but I do see Illinois pulling that out. And other than that, those are like the main – oh, and of course, how could I forget? At 6:30, we have Georgia versus Texas. This one is going to be amazing. It's going to tell us a lot about Georgia and a lot about Texas. So I think in this game, there's going to be a lot of points scored in that one. 56.5 over-under. I'm sort of tempted to take the over. I think it's going to be whoever scores last. It's probably similar to what like the Georgia and Alabama game is. So, yeah. There is your preview for UCF. One second, let me stop sharing my screen. All right, so there is your preview for the UCF Knights. Thank you guys for joining me. This is a little bit of a shorter thing, of course, with me being by myself. But here's where, and you can find me personally on Twitter at SciTieGuy. Also, as always, we can be found on our social media at Believe in Iowa State, BLEAV, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. So for Tyler Carter, thank you guys for joining the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Roll clones, baby.